It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig, and it is time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show.
Okay, Pinky.
Hi, Mildred. How are you today, Mildred?
I'm good, Pinky. How about yourself?
I'm good. Really good. I wake up in the morning. I have a choice. I can make it a good day, or I can let it be a lousy day. If stuff bothers me, I'm going to be all reacting poorly to it. I'm not going to react. I'm going to respond.
There you go.
Yeah, so therefore, I'm going to make it a good day.
Oh, nice. You're smart.
Yeah, it's just a personal choice. It's not that hard.
Well, it comes easier for some than others. But I'm glad that you're able to make that choice. But anyway, Pinky, do you know who Mr. Rogers is?
Oh, Mr. Rogers? Well, yeah, of course. Yes. Are you kidding me? Mr. Rogers. He's such a sweet, sweet man. He's very thoughtful, very kind, and he accepts everything. Everybody, and he respects everybody, and he acknowledges that everybody's different, and that you need all the different people that do the different jobs, because that's how it all works. Because some people are really good, they're going to be an electrician, and another person's going to be a really good plumber, and another person's going to be a really good doctor, and another person's going to be a really good and it works with a computer, and another one's going to be a really good chef, this goes on, and everybody just contributes, and then you have a really great neighborhood because everybody respects each other, and everybody does their thing, and everybody helps one another, and Mr. Rogers is all about that.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, very good.
I know. You know, and Mildred, the other thing is, okay, here's the thing. If you are sweet and kind and you make peace with everyone around you, okay, now you have a peaceful, lovely environment. And then your little town, your community, whatever, in a big city. And then if the next little town, community, city does the same thing, they all have a little peaceful, everybody gets along, everybody respects everybody, everybody's fabulous. Now you have peace. And if everybody just did that in their little neighborhoods, like Mr. Rogers has his neighborhood, if everybody made their little neighborhood peaceful, then the whole world would be peaceful.
I know. And I totally believe that. And I'm not getting sucked up in the negative fear and people that like to talk and say those days are, few and far between. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. If you want to be nice, you be nice. And then the more people who are nice, then the world's a nicer place.
That's right. And that's where it starts, right within you.
That's where it is, yes.
Okay, Pinky. So I'd like to read a few quotes from Mr. Rogers, and that's just what he talks about.
Okay, yes, please.
Okay. And Mr. Rogers says,
"We all have different gifts, so we all have different ways of saying to the world who we are."
Go on.
And he goes on. "There are three ways to ultimate success."
Ultimate success. That means like you get to be really good and successful, that you do really good.
Right. And you become successful.
Yeah, you do really good.
Right. And he says, there are three ways to ultimate success. The first way is to be kind. The second way is to be kind. And the third way
is to be kind.
Right. And if you're kind, then it's all about love.
Yes, Mildred. Okay, what else does he say?
Okay. The thing I remember best about successful people I've met all through the years is their obvious delight in what they're doing, and it seems to have very little to do with worldly success. They just love what they're doing, and they love it in front of others.
Yeah, and they're happy. They're happy inside, and then it shows on the outside because they're genuinely happy.
Right, because they feel from within the happiness.
Yeah, I do too.
I know you do. It's nice.
Okay, what else does he say, Mildred?
Okay. We speak with more than our mouths. We listen with more than our ears.
That one makes you think. Okay, what else?
Who you are inside is what helps you make and do everything in life.
Go on.
You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow.
Oh yeah, I'm all about that one. Yeah, that's called manifestation in your mind, because if you, and that's affirmative thought, if you think it over and over, your brain's gonna make it real and it's gonna happen. You can manifest things with your powerful thoughts.
Absolutely. And Mr. Rogers goes on to say, often when you think you're at the end of something, you're actually at the beginning of something else.
Yeah, that's good, because you have faith and you don't worry.
There you go. And Mr. Rogers goes on to say, discovering the truth about ourselves is a lifetime's work, but it's worth the effort.
Yeah, that's what comes in about the elderly wisdom, because it takes a long time to figure it out, but the older you get, you figure it out more and more, and then it's all worth it, because you get it, and the older you get, it then you understand more, but you might as well just figure it out young if you can.
Well said. Okay, Pinky, we have time for one more quote from Mr. Rogers.
Yes, please.
If you could only sense how important you are to the lives of those you meet, how important you can be to the people you may never even dream of. There's something of yourself that you leave at every meeting with another person.
Wow. Yeah, or another person or animal or being, whatever it may be.
Right, because your actions and what you speak and how you act, they continue on. They leave an effect. It is a vibration.
Yes, it is. And it's a ripple effect. It's like we did that podcast about you toss the little pond, the little stone in the pond, it makes a ripple. It's cause and effect.
Right. And that was podcast number 95. We spoke of the ripple effect.
That's the thing, because you can make somebody's day. You can meet someone, even if it's not for the first time or whatever. If you're all sweet and nice and kind and bubbly and happy, you're going to put a positive effect on them. You're going to leave an impression. And the ripple effect will continue. And on the other hand, if you want to be not nice and unkind and, you know, grumpy and all that, you could affect them that way too. And that's not nice.
That's right, Pinky.
Yeah, you have a choice. You can be nice or you can be not nice.
Correct.
Yeah, Mildred, I want to be nice because I can if I want, and I want.
Well, good, and I think Mr. Rogers And that's what he has done for us, too. He helps us realize that we have choices.
Yeah, we have choices. Okay, well, I choose to be full of love.
Very nice.
Okay, Mildred, I love you.
I love you.